Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Yidzo Shomrei Muna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our fifth installment in the Haftoros of the 3 weeks. Just to follow up on something we were discussing yesterday, there's a beautiful mashal, beautiful parable from the Kutzker Rebbe. And the Kutzker Rebbe poses the question, why is the month of Av? Av, of course, is the month in which the tragic day of Tisha B'Av falls. Av is traditionally a very sad holiday on our calendar. Traditionally, we refer to the month of Av as not Av alone, but Menachem Av. Menachem Av is, it's a language of comfort. So traditionally, the way it's understood is that we hope that the day will come that the month of Av will flip from being a month of sorrow and tragedy to a month of joy and redemption, that when the ultimate redemption comes, we'll have a very different perspective on the month of Av. That's the standard approach. But the Kutzker Rebbe suggests something else, which is as follows, that there was once a person walking down the street, and they saw an adult walk up to a child. I'll frame it how it was said then. I don't know how much we would appreciate this image now, but we'll just bear with me. And they see an adult striking the child. And they come up very concerned. How dare you do that to this child, this defenseless child? Who are you? And the adult turns to the spectator and says, I'm the child's parent. And the child did something inappropriate, and I'm punishing the child so they never do that inappropriate thing again. So again, I don't know how we'd feel about the hit, but maybe, let's say, screaming. What originally was a very disturbing moment actually is not only acceptable, but it's actually in its own right comforting. Because what's really disturbing is when parents aren't parents to their children. When parents are seeing to it that their children, when they do err, when they do inappropriate things, that there's repercussions, they're being parents, and we're glad to see them being parents. So the Kutzker Rebbe suggests that even though Av is such a sad month in the calendar of the Jewish people, the sadness of Av is in its own right a nechama, a consolation, because what it proves beyond the shadow of a doubt is God is watching us, and God has great expectations for us, and God views himself as our parent. And in the short run, that's very painful. In the long run, that's extremely comforting. And so thinking about the difficulties of the period in the context of Zacharti Lach Chesed Neurayach, the pasuk we cited yesterday, that God says, I remember the kindness of your youth, and I speak of punishing you in that context, is probably just a worthwhile thing to think about in general. The final pasuk of the Haftorah is also interesting. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem. Reishis Tfuasa. That Klal Yisrael is sacred to God. It's the first of his grain. Kol Ochlav Yashamu, all those who consume the Jewish people will be found guilty by God. Ra'ah Tavo Aleihem Num Hashem. Evil will be brought upon them, says God. So the Radak explains that what we mean Klal Yisrael is sacred to God is it's like when you have like foods that have a special halachic status, it could be a great sin to consume those foods if you're not doing it in the right way. So despite the fact that God will allow us to be afflicted by other nations, we should just know in the long run, he sees us as sacred entities, and there is a punishment for those who afflict us, which of course leads to a great philosophical question. If God decides that we should be afflicted, why is he punishing those who afflict us? A very broad question. Maybe we'll try to find time to discuss it later in this series. Thanks so much for joining us. This is, at least the year it's being recorded, 5775. This is our fifth recording, and this is Erev Shabbos of the first of the 3 weeks. On Monday, God willing, we'll begin discussing next Shabbos' Haftorah. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.